This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program. It's 7 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, my friend, and Bob Kay, who's here occupying time and space.
Oh, thank you.
Breathing all heavily. Yes. All right. So Judge Merrick Garland, who is the Supreme Court nominee, is on Capitol Hill this week meeting with senators, and I'm trying to figure out why, because the Republicans have said, nope, we're not going to interview him. There are different factions on both sides, apparently. Some Republicans say, yeah, we ought to have a hearing or two or three on him because we ought to debate his merits.
Mm-hmm.
John Roberts says that politics ought to be left out of the process. Is that true? Is politics a very important part of it? Unfortunately, with the Supreme Court these days, I think that it is a big part of it. You know, the discussion coming up this week, conflict between religious freedom and access to condoms and contraception, that's part of, they've been at this since 2014 without really coming to a decision.
Wow.
On it. Isn't that all politics?
Yeah.
When you get right down to it, it certainly is politics. And whether or not in certain parts of the country with certain political points of view, this person ought to be able to have contraception. I think part of the problem here is the difference between men and women. Wait a minute, let me rephrase that. Hmm. It's not a problem. There is a problem when it comes to the devices that are used. Women complain that men can get Viagra and Cialis and Levitra through a prescription.
Hmm.
But the women have to get their whatever they need for protection, whatever they need for contraception, they have to pay for theirs. And I think, I'm not sure that that's the most serious part or the basis for this discussion before the Supreme Court.
How is it that men get it for free?
That's the question.
I don't understand.
Why is there a difference? Is it that it's looked upon differently because these are stimulants and the protective devices are for protection? In my mind, it would be much more fair if you have to delineate or separate for the women to be able to get their contraceptive devices, the things that are preventative, because there are a lot of health issues that go with that, rather than having men be able to get it. I mean, that's a choice. There's a sort of free will. You don't really need all that stuff for health, but you do need, in many instances, unless I'm reading this wrong, women's protective devices and others that have nothing really to do with just the act of sex. Am I right or not?
I guess. Get out of my bedroom.
Well, that's the thing. Kara, how do your friends see this issue? How do you and your friends, when you talk about this, is it easy to define the difference and what the problem is, or is this more complicated than I have made it? I've sort of given you a simplistic overview of what the issue is for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, Kara, tell us.
Well, yeah, I haven't actually looked to this specific issue, and it's kind of weird. It's not necessarily applicable in some, like, you know, none of my friends are going to get Viagra or anything like that from, you know, from the store. But as far as, you know, protection or birth control, yeah, those are used for a lot of people for health reasons. And not necessarily just preventative measures. And I think a lot of women are at least frustrated that that is something that is placed almost exclusively on them,
yep,
and not necessarily on their male counterparts.
All right, so what are your friends willing to do, eager to do, what do they think they ought to do about this in terms of intervention? What do they feel? Are they going to think about this when they go to the voting booth as to who they're voting for? Does there need to be more action than that? What are the pieces of the pie here?
I think it's definitely a big issue when it comes to voting, in terms of who you think will stand up for, I guess, women's reproductive rights, or who will at least not make it more difficult. But sometimes it's hard to know what to do or what actions you can take. I guess you would at least hope that the men in your life would be willing to help out. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's all that you feel like you can do for the time being.
Maybe that's a way for you to judge whether the man is right for you or not.
Poor selection.
Yeah, right.
You chose incorrectly.
Yeah, you didn't do a good job of choosing
wisely
on that one. No, I think there's something to be said for that. The story from earlier this week, I think it was Monday when we were talking about Lexi, this six-year-old who was 1.5% Choctaw Indian, and the foster parents she'd lived with for over 5 years wanted to officially adopt her. Sumner and Rusty Page are the parents. Lexi is the daughter. They are not Sumner and Rusty. They have no red-blooded American Indian in their veins. So the California court system says that due to the Indian Child Welfare Act, Lexi is supposed to live with another Native American family and not with any whiteies.
Isn't that nice?
Yep. So,
California.
Santa Clarita, California. These people have been fighting now for 2 years to adopt this child. They obviously love this girl.
Yeah, what about that?
The Choctaw tribe apparently informed about this by the officials, I love that word, who are in charge of adoption, the Adoption Bureau, and they say that they're going to place Lexi with a person in Utah who is not Native American and doesn't live on a reservation, which is the reason this whole thing came up in the first place.
Well, the people she's moving in with are relatives.
Of hers.
Yeah, of they're right. Related to her father, but the thing that's confusing to me is, you know, what's better, her living with the people that she's been with since she was one?
Yes. Yeah.
Or being with family, even if they both have her.
Where were they 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Where were they when the
question.
Yeah, thank you. Get lost. If she loves these people, this sounds like a good Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
In fact. But if she loves them and they love her and it works well, why would you disturb that because of some damnable act that the government passed to try to placate Native Americans or some Native Americans? I'm betting there are a lot of Native Americans don't even know this act exists.
Probably not.
The Indian Child Welfare Act? I never heard of it before. Did you?
Nope.
Never. Never heard of this before. And how is it practical? It's just these people have nothing better to do than to listen to somebody come through and gum about this and, oh, let's pass a law.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Make any sense? No, I was trying to find the, let's see if in my sound effect package here I can find. No, that's not right. Mm-hmm. No, I don't like that.
No, not good.
Hey.
Stop it.
No, no, I got it. Maybe that's better.
The good old Trump.
Ah, yes. Okay. So I think we've dispatched that. Only our understanding of this isn't going to rule. It isn't going to take the day.
Why not?
Because we have no power in California over the influence of the Choctaw Indian tribe. You notice I didn't say like a New Englander. It could have been Choctaw.
Choctaw.
Choctaw. All right. Okay. It does seem rather silly.
Yeah.
In a moment, breakfast. How important is it?
I can't wait.
It'll be, I have the final word on this, by the way, Marvin.
Uh-oh.
The final word.
Oh, I can't wait.
On breakfast in a moment here
Hurry
on
up.
Good Day.
Hurry up.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out to completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-291-1899. Again, that's 800-291-1899. 800-291-1899. 800-291-1899.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow. Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts. Mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RG's Gap Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge Brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US. LLC.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
So, Kara, should we be doing this on the air? Kara's laughing her butt off with the silly stuff that Bob...
She's being bored to tears.
No, she's not, actually. We do pretty entertaining stuff when we're together. When nobody's listening.
You think?
Well, listen. Bob Kay is here. He and I have been doing radio since 1968.
Hiya.
You remember...
Art's Up.
Who was... Yeah, right. Art's Up was the name of the radio program we did. Who was it? Not Hum and Strum, but there were a couple of... was it... You don't even remember. The old guys. I better get off of
that. Yeah, let's move to today.
18 past the hour on Good Day. Actually, this is a minute devoted to your health.
Oh, good.
Clean eating.
Mm.
That... the fact that you know that having healthy blood flow is the key to your living a better and longer life. How's your blood flow?
I don't know.
Super Beats.
I can't wait. I just got my jar of Super Beats. I can't wait to try it out. And my wife, Tony, is dying.
She wants to have it.
Yeah.
Don't say she's dying because...
No, no, she's trying to get her hands on it.
My wife is dying.
She'd shoot me if I didn't bring some.
No, she isn't going to shoot you either. We can't talk like that. All right, so here we have the introduction for those of you, like Bob has not had any of this before, so he's being introduced to Super Beats.
I love beets anyway.
It's a canister. You want to describe this? A nice canister?
Oh, it's a good size. Fits in your hand well. It's too tall. You can easily hold it. It won't slip out of your hand.
Right.
And has a pretty label on it that says Super Beets, black cherry. Ooh, but that's good.
So you take a teaspoon of this, you put it in a 4-ounce glass of water, mix it all up, and then drink it. 20 minutes later, you'll have, it's called Super Beats because you're going to be like Superman.
Wow.
Within 20 minutes.
And won't need the Viagra today.
I wasn't thinking of that, but thanks for bringing it to everybody's attention. All organic. You get the benefits of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon, and that's because the nitric oxide, the importance here is nitric oxide is the most important product. It comes from beets, and it will increase the blood flow to your brains, to your muscles all over your body, to all of your various and sundry organs. The best thing to do to keep yourself in great shape and get a lot of good energy is to call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 to order Super Beats. Try it for a week. You don't feel the results, the difference, you get your money back. Go to DougLikesBeats.com or 800-655-4183.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know the lens in your eye gets less flexible over time? While this change is natural, it can make it hard to see up close. Think about this. A change in vision doesn't have to change your life. Your eye doctor has solutions that help you see better, like progressive eyeglasses or multifocal contacts. Learn more at your yearly comprehensive eye exam. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find an eye doctor near you and bring things back into focus. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with the limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Hi, it's 24 at the hour now on the Good Day program as we review some new music. Not new music now.
I love that one that's playing right now.
This is Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah.
How'd you know it was new? This was actually a song that debuted on this week. 1985 became number one about 9 weeks after that.
Wonderful.
Katrina and the Waves, crank it up. Walking on Sunshine, Kara.
Such an uplifting song.
The reason that we do this, people ask me, why do I focus on music? Because it's such an important part of our lives. And you can find almost universally songs like this that have some staying power no matter what your age. There's a slight age difference between Bob and me and Kara.
Excuse me? No, yeah.
A slight age difference. But we both, all three of us can enjoy this tune because it's fun. All right, let's have a little more fun here. Crank it up, Kara.
Can't keep your feet still. Happy. Makes you happy.
All right, here's another song that debuted during this week in 1986. Mike and the Mechanics. Another great pop song.
Yeah.
Very good. Became number one 5 weeks later. Debuted at number 74. All right, you can give us a little more of this if you'd like. All I need is you. A bit redundant. I think we get the message of the song here, right? All right, so this song, next up, debuted during this week in 1987. It's U2. Ah, great song.
Yeah.
went to number one, took 7 weeks to get to number one. Debuted at number 64. All right, be nice and set us up, Karen. Anybody in your life like this?
Well, this is kind of a spiritual song for me.
It is.
And for a lot of people.
You too is very spiritual.
Yeah. In fact, there are masses that are done not in the Catholic Church, but in like the ELCA Lutheran, like I am, that use U2 songs. And he gives you permission to do it without paying any royalties.
Really?
Yep.
That's very cool. Bono. Did you say Bono or Bono?
Bono.
Bono. I just want to make sure I get it right. All right, one more quickie. Cheap Trick, number one. No, what is it? It took 8 weeks to get to number one. Debuted at number 92 this week, 1988. All right, coming up to 27 and change past the hour here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I was assisting the Easter Bunny as he was putting together the kids' Easter baskets from Walgreens, and suddenly we realized that the grass-to-goodies ratio was way off. So we hopped in the car and headed back to Walgreens for great deals on premium candy, chocolate and plastic eggs, toys and gift cards, everything we needed for an easy, happy Easter. Nice work, Easter Bunny. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
8-ounce Cadbury Mini Eggs are 2 for $7 or $3.99 each.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results. Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer, then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Friends here on the Good Day Program 33 after the hour, continuing the conversation about what's going on in the world today. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen, and you, all of us, are friends here together to try to work our way through. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't agree on how all the pieces fit together here. The discussion of what went on in Brussels continues for a few moments here. I'm looking at some of the comments that are coming in. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Evelyn writes, terrible. I swear the world is falling apart. Crazy, angry people and crazy politicians. God help us. Here's a Jay in the Bronx, New York, with a thought on the terrorists and terrorism. Jay, go ahead. You have the floor.
Oh, hi, Doug.
Hi.
I heard you saying that you think we need a change of leadership because of this. But
Not because of this necessarily. I just think that leadership, and I'm not talking just about our country. I'm talking about, in general, the world has weak leadership.
Well, that may be so, but, I think that it only hurts our ability to make cool-headed decisions when we are, where passions are inflamed by terror attacks, people are in fear. You're in the U.S., you're much more likely to get killed in a car crash, I think we just have to treat these things like criminal investigations. The best way to get terrorism is infiltration, not by sending troops and occupying, because all you're doing is helping them recruit. And it was exactly what Osama bin Laden's plan was exactly what George Bush did.
Yeah, they fall right into the trap. You're right about that. Do you have children, Jay?
Yeah, I have two kids, and I'm a school teacher. So I have, hundreds of children every year that I teach. And, one of the things that I say with middle school kids in the inner city, it's like a boy will tease a girl, and then she will chase him around the room. It's exactly what the boy wants, and you have to tell the kids to have restraint, and to be mature, and that if you ignore them, that's the way to get them. That's the way to margin fund.
Let me, if I can take another minute of your time, penetrate into one more layer of your world with regard to this. How do you talk to your students? How do you talk to your own children about things like Brussels?
Well, the world is a dangerous place. Anything can happen anytime. You know, these are kids that were, just born when 9/11 happened, so they've grown up in this changed society where we have less civil liberties and everybody's on the lookout all the time. And, it's just one more thing to put in perspective. I mean, you can get killed by gang violence. You can get killed by the traffic, issues. So, it's just one extra thing that they're living with in this society, because we have so much turmoil in the world because of the baggage of previous generations.
Mm-hmm. About to be said there, Jay. Thank you. Appreciate your thoughts. The Doug Good Day Program, 888-302-3684. Here's Eric, who writes, if a Christian group got together and started killing people in the name of Christianity, like the KKK did, for example, would we call it radical Christianity? Would we blame all Christians for the acts of a few? Or would we drop the Christian part as to not offend all Christians? What liberals are defending is Islam, not terrorism, which are two different things. Islam and terrorism are, in fact, you are correct, sir, two different things. They are related to a point, but you make a point about Christianity, which was a very strong terrorist organization in the 1500s. The 15th century was full of turmoil created by the likes, and even in when Columbus came to America, that was all about spreading Christianity, or the Catholic Church, actually, to be specific, and it was guilty of horrendous things. So now you talk about what the Pope, who is a strong leader today, what does he have as an archive? What does he have as a legacy? Well, he's not responsible for that. Any more than you're responsible for things that happened in our country, the atrocities that were done in the name of controlling other men. It was called slavery. You're not responsible for that. You weren't there. But the gentleman was correct. We have a lot of things going on in the world now that are baggage from problems created by, in some circumstances, more recent leaders, quote unquote, the likes of Cheney and Rumsfeld, certainly felt here, but there are others who left a very, very negative legacy. So anyway, that's something we could talk about all day, but there's some really good thoughts and opinions going on here. Please keep expressing them as we move on to Cuba. Cuba. And the president's trip there, not so much the score or the focus on his going there, but what has been the ancillary effect? All of the businesses going there and the worldwide media looking at Cuba and what goes on there and what kind of a place is this? Here's a guy that I have great respect for, a radio host from Washington named Chris Core, who actually had this commentary on the president's trip.
The photo of President Obama strolling the streets of Havana is stunning. Mr. Obama is in Cuba partly to see a baseball game between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Cuban national team, but mostly as a way to further open the door to full trade and relations with Cuba. Many conservatives don't like this. They say Mr. Obama is cuddling up to a ruthless dictator, and that may be partly true. But we also have full relations with Communist China, Putin's Russia, and Saudi Arabia's insanely repressive kingdom. What's the difference? The fact is that for more than 50 years, we've tried to freeze out the Castros with sanctions and embargoes. It didn't work. They're still there, and the Cuban people have been suffering. Let's at least try this new approach of holding out a hand of potential friendship. It'll be just as advantageous for us in the end as it will be for them. And when Raul Castro is gone, and he's not a young man, my guess is the new Cuban government will look a lot more like a democracy than a dictatorship.
I think he's right. There are a lot of really intelligent overviews of this situation. And I wish we would stop making it about the president and the trip there, although I will give him his due. This is something that was long overdue. We needed to have relationships with Cuba. We never should have turned our back on the island. So they were communists. It was ignorant to continue. At the beginning, I understand, after Batista was bopped out, kind of like the same. Batista was our guy, even though he was a dictator. The mafia controlled him, and there was lots of gaming going on, a lot of people that were very corrupt there. But yet, it was a different feel. Which is so uncomfortable with the word communist and communism. I remember when I was a kid going to school being scared to death. It's kind of like how we refer today to terrorists and terrorism. Little children going to school are afraid of Armageddon at the hands of the terrorists. Well, when I was a kid, we used to hide under the stairwells. There were civil defense drills that went on practicing what would happen if the Russians dropped nuclear bombs on us. It's the same stuff. And so are we any further? I don't know. I'd like to think we were a little more sophisticated than that. And we are in some ways, many ways, but still we're humans and we follow like sheep. All right, so as far as Cuba is concerned, some other Americans visiting Cuba that weren't there with the president. Here's a lady named Laura Harris, who is there to report on the baseball game between the Cuban national team and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Since we got to the ballpark about 9 o'clock this morning, we've been hearing some things about security, but it was pretty easy for us to get in. They just patted us down, checked our bags. We walked right through in about 5 minutes. With 55,000 people being in one space, you can imagine the security is tight. We talked to the commissioner of baseball today. He tells us all the security that's in place right now was already set for President Obama's visit. He says that is sufficient security, and even though what's going on in Brussels right now, they want to make sure that everyone still feels safe. We also got a chance to speak with some of the players today, and they say even though those attacks have happened overseas, they're hoping that won't overshadow all the excitement these people have here in Cuba.
We're having the time of our life as well to be able to come out and represent America, you know, represent America, represent the space, and it's for a great cause. And hopefully everything over here, it gets better, you know. And now we continue to grow, and we continue to come over, and they get to come over and play in the States.
And other Rays players we spoke with say they're just hoping that this relationship between Cuba and the United States really does get better, because they say the talent here for baseball is truly extraordinary.
Well, there's a lot of great baseball players coming from not only Cuba, Dominican Republic, Haiti, we know that. By the way, Tampa Bay beat the Cuban team 4-1. Here's Jordan Reynolds from USA Today reporting on the first deal for cruises to be made with the Cubans.
It's official. Cruise giant Carnival will launch its first voyages from the USA to Cuba in May. Carnival's parent company, Princess, along with eight other cruise brands on Monday, announced the Cuban government had approved its plans to begin sailing to the island nation out of Miami. The cruises, which are already on sale, will be operated by the company's Fathom brand and will take place on its 704-passenger Adonia vessel. Fares start at $1,800 per person, excluding Cuban visas, taxes, fees, and port expenses. Included are meals on the ship, onboard experiences, and several on-the-ground activities.
All right, so what I'm looking for is faster internet so I can take myself down to Cuba and we can do a radio program from there. Here is Brett Perlmutter from Google.
I think that the energy and the feedback that we're getting from our counterparts in Cuba is that there's a lot of excitement about expanding access to technology and internet.
They virtually don't have any. So for them, anything is an improvement. 44 past the hour, the story of Raymond Moore in a moment here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Is spring inspiring you to get out and exercise? Health and fitness expert Laura DeAngelis has some advice for staying the course.
Remember the basics. Warm up, stretch when the muscles are warm, stay hydrated, and don't ignore your core.
As for your diet, you don't have to deny your savory cravings.
I love Alexia's Smart Classic fries and potatoes because they are roasted, never fried. They're made with U.S.-grown Yukon Select potatoes and just a touch of sea salt. 98% fat-free and just 100 calories a serving. I also love the rosemary fries with sea salt. They're made from U.S.-grown russet potatoes.
And keep that change of season cold from ruining your springtime workout.
My mom got me started on Coldies Classic Cherry Lozenges because they're clinically proven to shorten your cold by almost half the time. And they're a number one pharmacist recommended brand. I also reach for the multi-symptom quick melts because they shorten your cold plus relieve cold and flu symptoms coming on like cough, chest congestion, and sore throat.
For more, go to videopump.tv.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
Aches? Pains? Looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, 47 after the hour. Rich McFadden off for the rest of the week. Jennifer Horn still suffering from the aftermath of her retina problem. She'll be out another week, it would appear. So Kara Schillen and I are happy in this hour to be here and round up some more information with thoughts and opinions about Raymond Moore being on our mind right now. You probably never heard of this person before earlier this week. And if you didn't hear about him earlier on, let me give you a little background on him. He was a tennis pro for a long time. He then became a tournament director, probably someone that most of us never really cared much about until he made these comments about the ladies in the Women's Tennis Association.
In my next life, when I come back, I want to be someone in the WTA because they ride on the coattails of the men. They don't make any decision, and they're lucky. If I was a lady player, I'd go down every night on my knees and thank God there's a Roger Federer and a Rafa Nadal before because they've carried the sport.
Stupid. Here's Serena Williams, probably the number one female tennis star in the world, with a response.
In order to make a comment, you have to have history and you have to have facts and you have to know things and you have to know of everything. I mean, you look at someone like Billie Jean King, who opened so many doors for not only women tennis players, but women athletes in general. So I feel like, that is such a disservice to her and every female, not only a female athlete, but every woman on this planet that has ever tried to stand up for what they believe in and just being proud to be a woman.
Well, you're much more measured than I would have been.
What she also mentioned yesterday was she just reminded people that the women's U.S. Open final sold out before the men's last year. So, people are obviously going to see women play.
I'd rather watch women play than men any day if I were going to be a tennis watcher. Here's Victoria Azarenka, who defeated Serena Williams to win the Indian Wells tournament. Moore was in charge of that. Here's what she had to say to anybody anywhere who makes these kind of comments.
My thing is, I don't understand any man comments in general for women. Because as simple as that, every every single person on earth was brought and was born by a woman, right?
Right.
So, right?
I think that's enough said. All right. Enough said. That's pretty much it. And other than more is from the Cro-Magnon era, it has nothing to do with being politically correct. It has to be with being, it has to do with being fair and right. And neither of those things seem to apply to what he had to say.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bedbugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Let's let our minds move from general admission to the specifics of technology. This is Tech Talk time on Good Day with Greg Stebbin being here from Men's Health Magazine. He's their editor when it comes to technology. He's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. I think I've said that before with you, and I sure don't like to be redundant. So let's...
Or repeat yourself.
No, I don't want to repeat myself or be redundant. Thank you very much. The situation with Apple and Twitter. Let's see if we can wrap some of this up in the minds of the listener. First of all, the business between Apple and the FBI. Here's a technology reporter named John Quain talking about the FBI and whether they can get into the terrorist's phone with or without Apple's help.
It is doable. You know, there are various ways suggested. Some of them were destructive of the phone. You know, if you went down a certain path and tried to do it in a hardware level way and you failed, you would destroy the data as well. It sounds to me, you know, my best guess is that somebody found a way to either mirror that phone and get it to download the data itself and trick it into doing that.
Okay.
That's my suspicion, and that means there's kind of a hole there. There's a security hole somewhere, but we'll see what happens. It may just kick the can down the road as far as this fight goes. You know, there's nothing is perfect, especially in software security and computer security. That's just the problem. I mean, the minute you say no one can get into this system or no one can break into it, of course someone does.
All right, so Greg Stebbin, does Apple need to just walk away from this, forget about it, move on? And with that in mind, how did this affect, do you think, the announcement of some of the changes that Apple is presenting? This the press conference seemed to be inundated with questions about the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. But isn't that, at this point, much ado about nothing?
Well, no, I don't think so. So at the product unveiling on Monday, Apple unveiled more things that you could do with your phone that would make you stop and think, huh, would I want a secure phone or would I want a phone that that everyone in the world knows can be hacked? Mm-hmm. And what's the impact of that? You know, a lot of the things they talked about that I thought were the most interesting and dramatic on Monday had to do with health apps that would enable you to keep and share very sensitive information about your health. And, you know, look, you might input information or let the phone collect information about your health that you would love to share with your loved ones or with your doctors, but you wouldn't necessarily want your employer to know, or you wouldn't necessarily want your insurance company to know.
Yeah.
You certainly wouldn't want the federal government to know it, or a hacker who could perhaps use that information in bad ways. So I think as time goes on, Apple and other companies in the space are going to do more, enable us to do more and more things where we are putting more and more sensitive information about ourselves in our phones, and it just makes you more sensitive to the idea that the phone is not secure.
I don't want to see pictures of you in your bathrobe, for example.
You don't? Well, no. Then don't go to my Instagram account.
All right.
And the good news, Doug, is most of the pictures I've already taken my bathrobe off. So
perfect.
In my bathrobe.
Well, he's from Men's Health Magazine, folks. Margaret writes, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Their interest in Apple in the phone had nothing, I'm sorry, the FBI's interest had nothing to do with a terrorist attack. They couldn't even call it that at first. And then they tried to use it to push a gun control agenda. They want access to everybody's phone. I think that's the predominant.
That is, you know, one of the prevailing views is that for the FBI or the federal government, this was never about hacking this one phone. Mm-hmm. It was always about using this one phone to get a precedent to be able to hack into anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, I don't, at the end of the day, I don't know if that was the agenda or part of the agenda. But as I said to you when this whole issue arose, the thing I thought was worth doing was not making a knee-jerk immediate reaction and forcing Apple to do something, but taking the time to understand the consequences, like the consequences in a relationship with China, which we talked about, you know, earlier this week or last week. I mean, once Apple was forced to do this, it set precedences in so many ways, including ways we haven't even thought of yet.
Uh-huh.
That just we needed time to consider it. We've now taken the time, and look what happened. Uh-huh. A magical solution came along with the
magic.
Doesn't need Apple at all.
All right, Windsor, one of our listeners, talking about the competition between Twitter and Facebook. This is on people's minds too.
Well, you know, they've always been the prevailing competing social networks. Obviously, Facebook has many, 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 many more users. Twitter, on the other hand, is a remarkable social network in that it, you know, whether you've ever used Twitter in your life, whether you've ever been to Twitter.com or not, whether you have an account, you use Twitter because you hear news that comes
right
from Twitter every day.
Windsor was a little late. Doesn't make any difference who he was. He wasn't here, but Greg was, with interesting and important comments.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.